I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you.
Hey guys, welcome to the General Banter video podcast. No effort has been put in today at all, production-wise. We're basically on a couch in the living room.
A sweet cover you got.
Look at this sweet cover. Look at this, says General Banter. Still on a sofa. I was just about to ask you, what are your thoughts on Rihanna? Yeah, but like, would you? You know, like people are like, "Oh my god, she's so hot." You're like, "She's hot as fuck." Or
a bit dirty, like, doesn't she?
A bit dirty. What do you
one,
mean?
One of the
racist.
One of the, one of the big conversations at the McCann dinner table Christmas last year was, "Who would you rather buck, Beyonce or Rihanna?"
Who actually had your man?
Yeah. Do you want some more Parsha Bar? By the way, if you're given a go with someone, who would you rather take into?
If you were to go black and never come back, who would you bang? Let's face it, I'm black than both them people probably.
Yeah, like they're both like kind of milk chocolate.
Delicious caramel lattes, but I don't know, both of them are obviously very attractive, but, and it's good for, you know, a disgusting white fat male from Northern Ireland who does nothing. To go, I'm not sure if Beyonce or Rihanna really do it for me.
In reality, if she even
like, I'd probably
cream in your trousers.
You couldn't handle it. You know what I mean? You should pull her arse out and you just be like, I. Like, what do you do? What am I supposed to do to that? Other than fuck, do you want to wax it like I'm waxing your car? What do you do with Beyonce's arse like unless you're packing an absolute reticulated Titan?
You generally shit yourself.
Yeah, you just. I remember there was nude photos going around of Rihanna, and my sister actually showed me it, and she goes, "Doesn't her bum look dirty?" It's like, yeah, dirty bum,
Rihanna. I don't know. I think that's a funny thing to me though. If like, as you say, lads going around talking about Victoria's Secret models, going, oh fuck, I don't know, yeah, she's white looking, isn't she? And meanwhile, he's fucking riding the month that works in TK Maxx. Fuck off, like.
She's got nothing on me, Sandra. Fucking, oh, unbelievable. Ara McCann, everybody, fresh off a night at Casa de Geddes and McMorrie. Just drinking all night to about 6 in the morning. Not in an R. Kelly cool way. We pretty much talked about the one thing for 7 hours, didn't we?
And we pissed on wee girls.
Yeah. I've talked about that on my podcast, about
R. Kelly pissing on wee girls.
Yeah. I would say that's her fault more than anyone's.
Well, yeah, because at the end of the day, if you're going to a rapper's hotel room...
Yeah, you're not going to play chess.
Yeah.
Or something. Put it that way. You're going to get that dick.
Yeah. You're going to get the dick. And
the dick.
And then, you know, to turn around then and say...
Twice I've dropped it.
Although the pissing on thing would probably be a wee bit... Come on now, Kelly.
How much bucking have you to do before pissing on people does it for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Sick.
If that wee girl was there, I'd be going, I'm happy enough just to bang you. to be honest.
How do you even phrase that to someone? Like,
I want to piss on you. Like the Dave Chappelle thing.
And that lovely angelic voice.
I want to piss on you.
He has that song about, wasn't that like a four part, like it was like a movie song, and it was in the closet.
Trapped in the closet.
Now I'm trapped in the closet. There's a midget in the closet. Pulled up the brain. So fun. Pissing on the white girls in my hotel room.
You'd have to get, I think it's like a power thing, is it? Like Kanye West definitely pisses on people.
Yeah.
And I bet you the whole finger in the ass gate, as they call it.
Yeah,
that's him going, I'm Kanye West. Yeah. Put your fingers in my ass. Nah, put your fingers in my ass.
He is, I adore him. I can't.
I love him too. Like.
I'm done defending him, but I absolutely love him as a person. I think, and he's definitely snorting boojum lines of coke.
Like, yeah.
He's just fucking.
Like, I don't know if that really makes sense, but I like it.
He takes it like a dip job bag and just fucking.
He's got the attitude of a man who eats nothing but coke.
Yeah.
All day. You should hear the fucking audio of him cracking up on SNL about the colour of the floor.
Yeah.
I'm 50% more influential than everybody. Change the fucking floor. I'm more influential than... And what was the examples? I can't remember, but they were ridiculous people. Yeah. I'm more influential than El Chapo or something. Like it was insane.
It's like... Because he has been sought off as a guy that has basically changed the course of a genre of music. So letting that get to your head is one thing, but you know the way people sometimes they get a little bit of like association with something that's really successful and it goes to their head, and then it gets to the point where you've been that influential in, like, he's had so many people like his fucking hole and say that, like, he's
finger his home, yeah. Like his home.
Finger in the ass,
you name it.
Yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, you know, there's no harm in him saying, yeah, I do enjoy a finger in my ass. At the end of the day, it's where the G-spot is. It's biology, can you? Don't be ashamed of it. You know what I mean?
Finger straight on my shit! Just put a finger in my ass, man! Finger my asshole, boy! I just think that he's Kanye West, even when he's banging.
Yeah.
Just all, I'm gonna jizz in your face! On point! I'm the greatest rap. Greatest titties in the world ever. Put my dick in your mouth.
High five and
thank you. What would you not let Amber Rose put in your ass like?
I think she's disgusting.
That's because you're gay as fuck.
She
is a dirty tramp. Like,
and again, it's the same thing of me saying absolutely no way. If she waved at me in the street, I'd probably start blushing.
Blushing?
Yeah.
On your dick?
Dick blush?
I'd be walking around inside her ass like I was checking out a apartment. If it was viewing an apartment, I would have.
This is just newly renovated here.
But again, you're talking like, what damage are you going to do to her or Beyonce or any of those fucking them big women?
Nothing. I'd be like, if Beyonce took off her clothes in front of me, I'd be like, can I just chat about my day? Or, you know, I'd fucking.
I don't know, I think you'd be overwhelmed by her aura.
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism, but. But it's weird because you look at her and you go, well, that's Beyonce. She doesn't even seem like a person anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas I watched Chef the other week and Scarlett Johansson was on it as like the wee gothic maitre d' person and thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I nearly fucking just humped the TV.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think...
Racist!
Do you think you would like... Say a celebrity in general. How do you think you would act around... Say you just saw Kanye West in the street. Would you go up and ask for a picture, or would you just let him slide on?
Nah, I would just let him walk away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Generally?
It would have to be like, I don't like that just going up and fucking, because yeah, anyone could do, you know, what you want is like some sort of little exchange or story that you could be like, oh, I fucking got in a lift with Kanye West and we talked for 10 seconds or something, yeah. You know what I mean? You'd rather have that story than just be like, oh, I walked up to him with fucking 18 other people.
Yeah. But, like, how insane is it that... It's no wonder that half these fucking celebrities lose their mind, because I was watching a video of him. There's literally a compilation video on YouTube of paparazzi attacks on Kanye West.
Yeah, he goes mad at them.
You would lose your fucking mind. Like, it's no wonder that... What I look at too is, there's a video of Kim Kardashian landing in an airport, and she's walking and there's like a fucking wall of paparazzi people just constantly snapping.
Yeah.
And it's like, are all these people not getting the exact same shot?
Yeah.
How many fucking times do I have to see the exact same Kim Kardashian in a different airport, in a different magazine? Who gives a fuck?
She's a mess too now, like, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's like a big fat dairy cow. You know what I mean? Just like, rock, and they put her in heels. And am I being sexist?
I love my ma's commentary of the Kardashians. It's fucking hilarious. I'll sit and watch the Kardashians with her, because listening to her commentating them is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
They're like, just sit there and she'll come out with, them dogs are always fucking eating.
They are Kim Kardashian.
They not only eat.
Never done eating, like.
Like, that's all the show is.
Or
like,
feed that ass.
Yeah.
It's like feeding a different person.
It's maintenance, like, getting a fucking hoop like that.
It's beyond silly. Like, I was saying, I watched an old episode of Kardashians, because Maureen had it on, and Kim Kardashian was hot as fuck. Like, you were going, she definitely looks different there.
Yeah.
She's just like a hot girl there.
Yeah.
You know, sweet arse, nice titties. But now it's like, so blown out. It's like, what the fuck? Is she wearing a nappy under that skirt?
Yeah.
What's going on here? Did she shit herself?
Also, like,
put my dick in your mouth! Oh, boy!
What's so funny is that Kanye West took possibly the shittiest, most nonsensical stab at that Ray J fella.
Yeah, on that album?
Yeah. Yeah, I might have hit it first! Difference is I'm rich!
Are
put
you
my dick in your mouth!
That's all I can say. Older when he's like dementia and he's old, that's all he says. What do you want for dinner, Kanye?
Put my neck in your mouth. Get me out alive, mother. He's like, you know what he's like? He's like, if you typed in to a random word generator, that's his brain and he just says it.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck.
There was, imagine there was like, it'd be a different story if your girlfriend was like a fucking porn star and you're like, well, she's been cocked more times than John Wayne shotgun, but like, that's one thing, but like, just being like, oh, this is the guy she used to go out with, and there's a video of someone else banging the mother of your children, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Grim.
The abuse that kid is going to get when he goes to fucking, obviously he's going to get private school his whole way through life, but can you imagine the banter in the playground of people, like in a WhatsApp group? Wee North's getting sent fucking pictures in the group chat of his mass sucking black dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why does it make it worse as black? Don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's just, would you rather, if you had a daughter, right?
Would you rather suck?
I asked you ages ago, would you suck a dick for £1 million? I'm at the stage now, I'd probably, it's down to pay a week, I'd probably suck a dick for 3 mil.
You hungry? Fucking, it's 4 o'clock now, it's nearly dinner time, player.
So I'm gonna die.
Put some chips in your mouth! Oh, boy!
He's like, did you see that speech where he announced he was running for president? And he's like, I'm not a politician, bruh! I'm not a politician, bruh!
I might be high as fuck right now.
I got a dip dead bag of cocaine up my nose, motherfucker! And then, at the very end, he just goes,
my wife's ass looked like two motherfucking space hoppers under a bed sheet!
I put a fucking bicycle pump on that bitch's ass, motherfucker! I'm 53 million in debt, Steve Jobs, gives a tenner!
I know you dead, and I'm high, but give me some money, motherfucker! My son is called Northwest 200. Named after the motorcycle racing.
I got a daughter called Barris.
What?
Barris? I just went to Northwest and went to Port Rush. And I think it was in Port Rush.
Barris?
Imagine Kanye West, like, I thought that was so funny, how, where did they go on honeymoon? Like, they went to, like, a really rural part of Ireland.
Yeah, some complete dump, like.
Can you imagine them in fucking, like, Dinky Donuts in Port Rush, and, like, he just walks in and nobody gives a fuck who he is? I think that's hilarious. That's so funny. I could talk in Kanye's West voice all day. I can't believe I confused Mark Zuckerberg with Steve Jobs, well, that was a complete brain fart.
And then you said the word tenor in Northern Irish.
Yeah.
Lend me a tenner, mate, would you? I don't know if either of us do a good impression, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to try.
Very fun to do.
He's a mad bastard. And guess what? This is what I've said before. Anytime you get someone that's like, you remember the girl Sam, something was on X Factor, and she's like, oh, I'm just normal. You're going, that you can't have normal pop stars. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want mental pop stars.
Nobody's someone that is talented, extremely fucking talented, will not sell as well as just a mad bastard who's alright. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same with all kinds of things like that. Like, people love to just watch a mad cunt and just, what's he gonna do next? Do you know what I mean?
Do you wanna watch an mad cunt? Do you?
I would watch a show with Kanye West, 100%. Just like follow him around and listen to him talk shit. That could be incredible. Keeping up with West, like, it'd be class, man.
It's mad, yeah. But then again, I'd rather he just made an album like every month, maybe.
I hope she dumps him, rips his heart out, and he just fucking makes an unbelievable album out of it. Cause that's
and he's just got a song called like "Come,"
yeah,
or something. You know what was the weirdest thing? Did you see him in Jules Holland when that Yeezus album came out? And he was doing that, is it New Slaves or something?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'd rather be a dick than a swallow. And he's saying it in front of a load of white people on Jules Holland. And I've never seen anything more uncomfortable in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I don't know, because it does, like... Well, see a man that's able to make enough hype around a fucking piece of shit shoe where people are willing to pitch out a tent and queue a day in advance to buy them. You're doing something right.
Space age slippers.
If you can have an ox lead party in Madison Square Garden, you're fucking doing something right. So it's not all the talk you want.
Party?
He had basically had an ox party at Madison Square Garden.
What does that mean?
He just took his MacBook and had his new album on it and stuck a fucking ox lead in and played it and just sat around with all his crew going, I fucking made that shit, man.
Oh,
like. I don't know, like, he had to, like, it just goes way above music. Like, he had for, before Yeezus came out, didn't he scream?
Welcome back to Kanye West Dissected.
Yeah, we're getting too much.
By two white cunts in Tyrone.
Fuck him. Fuck Kanye West.
I have to get that tattoo removed.
I'd love He's going to switch on the Christmas lights in John Quinn next year.
Sure, you ain't never seen lights like this, motherfucker! Kanye West.
Who else is a fucking looper that we can talk shit about?
Like Miley Cyrus, she was mad for a while.
Yeah,
I love the slagging people do. Like, you wouldn't just fucking bundle right into your asshole like everyone else.
Yeah,
she's disgusting. You're like, mm-hmm, stinking.
Was her Nicki Minaj not gonna fucking ruin a car park or something? Or she
publicly on like the VMAs or something.
Yeah,
like
that. Imagine them two.
She's all, I told you not to fucking say nothing about me, Nicki Minaj.
Yo, motherfucker, you skinny white bitch.
Listen, let's all be fucking. She says, she's sounding fucking. Hold on, like Dr. Phil is that his name? Listen, guys, let's not get unprofessional here. Let's not start. You know. Let's not start talking shit to each other. Hear loud VMAs got papers from the place we got killed by the bus down there.
Where the fuck is that going to? Unbelievable.
That's the way she talks, though.
Let's not get unprofessional here.
She was basically like, Nicki Minaj is like, yeah, some fucking bitch said something about me. And then she's like, okay, let's not air our dirty laundry in public, please. God damn it, Jesus Christ. Can someone put a dick inside me immediately, please? Thank you. Fucking hell.
As Miley Cyrus as a 20 stone redneck.
Yeah. Bother me. Did anybody happen to notice my pussy's empty?
Put my dick in your mouth.
Kanye West, I don't know where.
I put my dick in your mouth.
I love white people.
He was putting up to it, like, see, his Twitter is just the most entertaining thing to watch the minute. He's just ranting about absolutely everything.
Can you watch Twitter and Narcos?
He put up a thing about how he's like, I'll have to just do it in his voice. He's like,
Man, fuck these games companies on the App Store that don't tell you about the in-app purchases.
That's why he's 53 million in debt. As this fucking dwarf is cleaning up on Candy Crush, buying all the adults. It's completely fucked him over.
In-app prices. I gotta buy points and gifts. Fucking Farmville is killing my trainers, nigga. I lost my house to Farmville, motherfucker.
I'm coming in with a computer house. That's funny.
Why don't you just pull out your pussy and then you can live wherever you want, you sons of bitches.
Miley Cyrus and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I smoke weed, you son of a bitch. You got your goddamn Farmville, and you don't wanna you buy the internet purchases and get yourself down. Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass. Did you download my new app? Piece of shit. It's called Piece of Shit Out. Piece of shit, goddamn. Your pussy's empty.
My pussy's empty.
Oh my god.
Hey, I don't know if anybody noticed over here. My pussy's been empty for 20 minutes. I ain't gonna hit no pussy, but digging my pussy.
That's a t-shirt, like.
My pussy's empty.
like Stone Cold call up to his wife. He's out with the lads playing poker.
What's that, Charlena? Alright, guys, I gotta put this game on hold. My wife puss is empty. Let me get up. Let me stand up here and slap me a life into my dick. And then I'll cinch it off in the bottom with a cable tie. And I walk around with an erection for 3 weeks. I gotta go to the doctor and get cut off.
Stone Cold, you alcoholic motherfucker!
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, my. Where was this, like, going? I just, like, blacked out for 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. My throat's killing me.
Oh, what a hangover. What is your usual hangover remedy? This, absolutely tremendous, right? Woke up today, dying. The Get Us Triple Special, which was, what do you call it, Shit Resolve?
Yeah, like a recovery sachet thing.
Yeah.
Dioralite was the one that people started taking for a hangover because people would take it if they were on holiday and had the shits and were sick.
Yeah.
To get like all your salts and electrolytes and shit back in your body.
Yeah.
Which is more or less like having a hangover, dehydrated and all that shit.
Well, the one guy started.
I said that like it was a doctor and embarrassed bodies there. Your pussy empty. Poor fucking problem, motherfucker.
One thing I started doing now is like if I have shit to do the next day, I'll always drink water before I go to bed and also get a really greasy as fuck meal. And the next day I wake up grand.
Yeah.
But food can work one or two ways, man. Like that. Colin made a delicious bacon and egg sandwich. And see, like, greasy food, that'll either cure me like that did, or it'll fuck me up where I immediately have to go to bed and I'm on a mobile for the next week.
Yeah. It's a fucking, I don't know, like, if you were talking about my ultimate hangover remedy, it's, why, is there ink everywhere? Have I rubbed that everywhere? Is that on my face?
No.
Fuck.
That's what she said.
Take my cum!
That's a good character thing, isn't it? Kanye West chats up Miley Cyrus. Anyway, my best thing to do is get up against my will. Get up early. And eat and drink everything I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get yourself an orange juice, get yourself loads of water, a Coke, tea, coffee, and then you have like something greasy, and then a banana, a fucking yogurt.
That's a lot of admin. That's a lot of fucking shit.
And then you go back to bed, and then you have a very short, angry sleep. And if you can knock that out, you can knock that out before, like, if you force yourself out of bed.
Do you ever get like really emotional hangovers? You wake up and think about everything you've ever done wrong in life, ever.
Oh, yeah, I get very aware of my mortality.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, yeah, you do die, don't you? You do die. Oh, fuck.
I remember the first time.
It might be today where I die.
Do you remember as a kid, the first time you found out that you actually do die? Like, it's a thing that will happen.
I very nearly died on many occasions when I was a child.
My sister.
I was a fucking lunatic.
My sister, the evil bitch, completely revealed it to me when I was way too young.
Like, happy birthday, you're gonna die though.
So. Before the whole Santa thing, before I found out wrestling was fake, which took about a week to recover from, I got like this, like a Buzz Lightyear VHS, and I was like, I'm gonna watch this every single day. This is the greatest thing ever. And she's like, well, you won't be able to watch it every single day. And I was like, no, I'm gonna watch it every single day forever and ever and ever. Total childhood innocence. And she's like, you can't do that because you'll not be here forever and ever. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, she explained death to me there and then, and 4-year-old me was just sitting at the table, like my whole world had crumbled. What a morbid fucking evil way to deliver to your wee brother that death is a thing.
That's tight.
Yeah, enjoy that Toy Story DVD, Aaron, by the way. You're gonna fucking cope over within about 80 years, so kick that on, if you're lucky.
80 years? Not when you're eating, not when you're drinking 6 in the morning and eating fucking
yeah,
triple threat sandwiches in the morning.
Yeah.
Death.
Live fast, die heavy, die plump.
Live fast, die soon, is what I like to say.
Well, I wouldn't want to be at that age anyway, where all you're doing is like...
No, definitely not.
You know the people that like, put up like pension funds all this year, and they like retire from their work earning and stuff, but then there's some people that just work on anyway and still have a pension fund, and it's like, well, surely you're at an age where all you give a fuck about is the morning paper and a bowl of porridge, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You have to do a job where... You don't really need to retire.
Yeah.
You just do the thing that you like doing for a long time.
Yeah, go buy all the extravagant shit now. Because what the fuck are you going to buy whenever you're that age? Like my parents are even at the age now where they don't want to travel ever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a holiday to them
is actually a nightmare.
Is the same caliber as a wedding. Where they're like, yeah, we'll go. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's the thing that we actually have to go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So...
I think we're going to Thailand in May, and sometimes it creeps up on me, like, you go, you sort of like, oh yeah, we're going to have to still pay for all that now.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, yeah, because, you know, you just remember, like, we have internal flights to book and all still, and I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't done any of that.
Yeah.
And it'll creep up quick enough, like.
Oh, but there's nothing better than having a holiday to look forward to, like, just to get out, and then there's the post-holiday depression that you'll get.
Yeah.
And be back in this shithole.
When you come home all brown, big brown dick, yeah. This fucking six pack all ripped.
And I don't know, I get 3rd degree burns in Glasgow, so. Like, literally. Went to Tay in the Park, had to go to the Royal Victoria Hospital because my fucking skin was peeling in itself. I took my top off and drank a beer for 20 minutes and turned into a post box. Swear to God.
See, build and wait.
Swear to God, like, I can't take the heat at all. But I think I'd look weird tanned. Can you imagine, like, a nice wee, like...
Everyone looks better tanned, like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I think I'd just, like... I'm just a wee freckly, wee... fat-headed shit, like... I'm walking about with
just a complete mess.
Imagine I was walking around with a big brown head, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
I remember, like, my body is... Like, if I'm at jiu-jitsu or something, you know, and there's some fella getting changed or something, he just takes his top off, and you're like, mate... Where's all your hair?
Yeah.
Why have you got no titties in your back?
Where's your titties, man?
Do you know, where you see someone's t-shirt and you're like, when did I must have been 6 when I fit in a fucking men's small t-shirt.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you? You're like, you're not even like a real person.
I've been a large since I was 12. Like,
yeah, but what about your t-shirt size?
Yeah!
Dip, dip.
That's a dick joke.
Dip, 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 dip. Shit. That's that insane cat.
I thought that was a child crying for help.
That's the worry. You're like, is that a baby being murdered or a cat?
Imagine that was actually like a child crying for help and we GoPro the whole thing. That'd be like an award winning. Like we shifted from like, but imagine right, we did like an amazing rescue of like this child that was like completely fucking about to die outside. We take it in, we cared her for it. BBC News then calls us, fucking, we're international heroes, and then they look at the video footage, and 20 minutes later, before that, we're talking about Kanye West sticking his dick in Miley Cyrus.
My pussy's empty! 2 mentalists. I swear to God, like, you forget the luxury that it is to be in a line of work or whatever, that you say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. I'd love to hear, like, someone on UTV News, like, drop a fuck bomb the odd time.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually a quiet area. In the residency of Dungannon.
Yeah.
However, at 12 a.m., burglars broke into Mary. Mary Irwin's house and beat her cunt in.
I remember someone saying, like, they always do that, like, the men beat her. When she asked why they were beating her, they beat her again. It's insane. I love if they did voices, like, an Indian family in Dungiven were broken into when the mother, like, what are you doing? The mother screamed down the stairs at 3 o'clock, what are you doing, doctor? To which the burglar replied, get a burner and fuck up. It's fucking...
I love
when something terrible happens and, you know, I think Kira pointed this out, they're like, nah, he was no angel. You know, he sold drugs. you know, I mean, he did, you know, I know he was drunk driving without a license in a stolen car, but that, does he deserve to be shot in the knees?
Yeah.
Not at all.
You know,
I know he ran over 2 children and a dog, but does that mean he has to be reprimanded by the RA?
Reprimanded by the rock.
Any song?
Reprimanded by the owl, eh, motherfucker?
What are you doing about?
That's like, you know, like,
the fuck he did.
He was a very quiet child.
I can't believe he took your mouth off for a fucking. I can't believe you took your belt off for a facial joke on fucking media. In a room with no one in it.
Stephen Donnelly was the town angel. How about Hardwell?
Harry Heroin Jones. There's lived in the bauxite area of Derry.
There's an empty seat in the classroom. You know, he was a lovely cub, really kept
himself. He was 29 and P4, but I mean... Why do we keep an empty seat on the way to?
Cuts to him fucking beating up a prostitute.
I love all your belt jokes today.
Yeah. I'm bringing this with me to the next lap race.
Slap some bitches. Unbelievable.
That's a great. This would be great. This would be like a heckler fucking device.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's only got. Like, imagine someone wouldn't shut up and you just jump in the crowd and beat the shit out of them.
Look at the heroin bruise I've given myself.
I know, it's terrible. Which is made even more worse by the chunk in your arm that the dog took.
Yeah. 4 months old, bit by a dog, still here. Hashtag warrior.
Hashtag a dog's not just for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's for dinner.
That's the working man's best friend there. It's not my best mate.
Yeah.
Cunt, actually. Worst my best mate ever done was shave off my eyebrow.
How the fuck did a dog manage that? who shaved your eyebrow off?
It was like a combination of a fella, Andrew Harrington, and Jonathan Kelly, who, shout out.
Fuck you two bastards.
We went to Milk Cup for Portrush.
Oh, yeah?
And basically rented out a house. I have no interest in football, but I do have an interest in getting completely fucking steaming. And basically, I consumed far too much, passed out, and woke up the next day with no fucking eyebrow. And it was just 1-2, so it looked fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah.
I would never do that to anybody. Like, there's fucking with people when they're asleep. Actually, no, I'm not even into that.
No, I don't.
However, I made Lecky fell asleep after we went to a concert up in Derry, and he got marker bombed like you would not believe. Like,
but that's
his
fine.
Whole body was permanent marker, basically.
That's fine. I think that's funny. Do you know what I mean? But and looking back, that is funny.
You
like,
can't like permanently fuck with someone, really, can you?
Do you know what the weirdest shit is in the world? Teabagging. What the fuck kind of homoerotic stuff is that to do to your mate when they're passed out? Yeah, you just it conked out there. What would we do?
I'll just set my balls on him.
Yeah, we'll just put your scrote on his forehead there.
And hold it awkwardly while the fucking anal mist comes off your dot.
Yeah.
While fucking John gets the camera.
Who's the white kid there? Like, what a complete. I don't know. But no, we were young and stupid, Colin. It wouldn't happen nowadays.
Young, dumb, full of cum.
Yeah. Full of rum. I was fucking past it.
Cum, rum, cumbersome. Tell me this. Where is this pain coming from? I'm covered in pain.
In the fuckery. that's my... Can I use that as my admission?
What?
cum rum Capri Sun.
Americans call it Capri Sun, which is crazy.
Americans call this here Adidas. Hey Aaron, nice Adidas shirt.
You fucking...
Is that the girl on the phone from the barge?
Learn to speak. No, which by the way, can I plug that?
Oh yeah, that's what I meant to do. I mean, what's going to happen now is, because these are so big usually, file size wise, I'm all about rhymes today. I'm just going to do this as a two-parter, so we can take it through the full hour if you want.
Sweet.
So go ahead, plug it. We'll plug it again at the end, so that's more of a...
Lethal. I am going to be doing a gig in the Belfast Barge on the 3rd of March.
It's up for hoods.
Up the fucking hoods, mate. Very short notice, but it is a charity event. Raising money for a charity organisation called Caring for Cain, which is a child in Newcastle who has relapsed on cancer treatment, and to get money for the treatment, there's 550,000 needs to be raised. 400 been raised so far, and I'm hoping to raise a grand to fucking help out, you know? So I'm going to try and do what I can, organise this gig in the barge, which, if you're a student, is a sweet deal. Because it's £10 in, but for charity, and also you can bring your own drink. So, and that's not like, yeah, you can bring your beers and stuff, and they'll charge for cork a drink. That bring a fucking 70cl of vodka and a bottle of coke, and sit there and pour it in a plastic cup, and watch me talk about shit for an hour. And I'll have Dave Elliott doing sport as well.
I'm trying not to fall off the boat and die.
Yeah. You know, that's actually underwater too. Like, that section, the section that you'll be sitting in is actually in the fucking water. That blows my mind.
Is it freezing?
Yeah, very cold. So bring a jacket.
And a fucking wetsuit.
Yeah. But if you're drunk anyway, you won't give a fuck. Do you ever see how, like, everything becomes less of an effort or, like, a fallback whenever you're drunk? Like, even a journey. Do you ever, like, get full and you walk home and you just literally teleport? You just
time travel, and you would never walk, you would never do it sober.
Yeah, you're like, my mum would go, can you go to the shops for me? And I'd be like, oh, fuck that for that. If I was steaming with a kebab in my hand, I'd be able to do 4 laps of it, no sweat.
Like an ultra marathon runner?
Of course. That's, and then temperature as well, you were saying, like, if you're cold and you're fucking steaming, lethal. And if you've got I remember one time I really fucked up my back, and it was fucking aching for about the better half of a month. And I went out one night and got steaming, and it was the best feeling in the world. I barely felt it.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking lethal.
And then you wake up in the morning because you overused it. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I remember one of the worst things I had was a wisdom tooth coming through when we were filming, like, LOL back in the day. You probably never seen that either, because it was an absolute mound of shit.
What year was that out?
Oh, fuck me. 2011 or 12. Shit, anyway. But I had a wisdom tooth coming through, and you know the way, so you sort of feel it coming through, and then it just gets like a wee bit inflamed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this fucking thing was killing me on this night out, and I was just kept drinking these cocktails because they were free, and the pain, you know, like there was a certain drink, and it just went, oh no, it's grand. And then I was like, yeah, fucking shots, and I woke up the next morning like, fuck, like I'd just been, it felt like I'd opened my mouth and someone had a red hot poker and just put it to the back of my
fuck.
It was like fucking agony.
Cocktails are my favourite drunk. I love fucking drinking cocktails. It's not a maddening at all. Go fuck. Fuck it.
Yeah, they're sneaky, aren't they? You get fucking chinned super quick. I remember, again, in Glasgow, getting a flaming zombie. And there's 7 shots of rum in it.
Bliss roll. Unbelievable. They're class.
On the top of it, there was a fucking half a passion fruit hollowed out with another shot of rum that was on fire, floating in a fucking beer thing that was... like about that size, and it was just pineapple juice, rums, this fucking shit on fire, half a pineapple, right? I've never got drunk, so I took, and it's weird because it was full of ice.
Mm.
So the thing was about that height, and a big tall pint glass thing, but when it actually came to amount of fluid in it,
yeah,
it wasn't that much, because when I went like a big sip, you could see it just rip down or something.
You're smoking weed.
Yeah. I was my arms went dead after one sip. I was like, oh my god.
The cocktails are deceiving because you'd think that because they are so fucking spruced up and jazzed with juice and all this here that it would take ages for you to get drunk. I remember the first time I got drunk in cocktails was in, you know, Madison's, the hotel. Mm-hmm. And they have like a happy hour, which is all day. $3.50 for cocktails, and it's fucking for them, and I was absolutely wired.
Oh yeah, you get fully decked like that. Yeah. That's why girls are like, let's go cocktails, and well, generally speaking, they have about one or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, it was only £17.
Yeah.
There's a fucking sparkler and a banana hanging out of it.
Then our alcohol tolerance is just fucking ridiculous. This country's alcohol tolerance. You see, whenever you go over like the States and you realise, we actually do have a problem. Like,
oh yeah.
We are slowly drinking ourselves into the grave, guys.
There was, whenever I went to uni at McGee, mm-hmm. which is in the city of Derry,
mm-hmm.
/ Londonderry, / Foyle City, / Maiden City, whatever. And they have this tradition of going to the bowling alley, because within the bowling alley, there's a fucking restaurant, right? And their cocktails are normally two cocktails. Not great cocktails, but you could get like a fucking Sex on the Beach.
Yeah.
You could get a fucking Melon Ball. Stupid Blue Lagoon.
Oh, the shit's there, yeah.
Stupid shit. Two cocktails for a fiver, but on a fucking Tuesday or a Thursday, it was half price cocktails. So you get two fucking cocktails for $2.50.
That's sweet.
And you used to get beyond fucking retarded. Like, yeah. It was so stupid. Because, like, a tenner is, what, 8 cocktails?
Yeah.
And you're fucking blasted.
Yeah.
My mate, who I live with, he was drinking White Russians all night at fucking 2 for $2.50. Banging them in all fucking night, and he got to the end and he had one Melon Ball, which is, I forget what the fucking cocktail mix is, and I don't know what happened with it hitting like a belly full of milk and fucking Kahlua, and he just fucking, like, it was actually so funny to watch, because I don't know about you, do you get freaked out by vomit?
Not at all. I don't ever vomit though,
but I laugh so hard at people being sick for some reason. Like, I near died watching a video of babies being sick casually. I think it's really funny.
The internet, the
but this guy had fucking liters of milk and then just curdled it with this one drink and was just fucking like, Garrr! Just screaming. This just, it was like a snow machine, just white everywhere.
You know, find hilarious. I must try and get the video for you. Is the aftermath of me eating 100 chicken nuggets was literally just like, I didn't even realize that it was possible.
Why did
possible.
You do that?
40 quid.
Someone paid you 40 quid to eat 100 chicken nuggets?
I don't really have much standards, like, 800 nuggets for 40 quid.
How did that come up? Even
suck a dick for 50, you know?
Who organised that and who paid the money?
Two of my mates were literally just like, I said as like a throwaway one time in the drive-thru, oh, fuck, I could eat 100 nuggets. And they're like, why would you even say that as a statement? You're like, you wouldn't eat 100 nuggets. And I was like, I guarantee you, if I sat down and actually thought about it, I'd be able to accomplish it. And they're like, no, that's just fucking, your stomach would collapse in on itself. And I was like, I'm telling you now, I could eat a fucking 100 nuggets. And you know that escalation of like, alright, now I'm sitting here with 100 nuggets in front of me and I have to eat them. It took me 3.5 hours. And then I get tagged in this video last week of some dude. I literally wish, right, that I had as much recognition from, if I get as much recognition from my stand-up as I did that nugget video, I will be a very happy man. I literally had people come up to me, right, in halls in uni. This fella from Bali, they come up to me and was like, here, buddy, I was just wondering, see, you from Boma? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you buy all the fucking, all that chicken. You eat like 100 bucks of chicken nuggets.
100 bucks? That's what I cut you to say. You had 100 rate of fucking, 100 rate of nuggets, wasn't I? You fucking mad bastard.
It's not, and then I went to the hospital.
You had a ton of nuggets?
I went to the hospital after, you know, got my blood sticking.
Did you?
Yeah, like,
based on the nuggets?
How ridiculous did I look? Like, I literally, because I started to get paranoid. I was like, there's a reason why people don't eat this amount of shit from McDonald's. And then I looked up online how much salt is in one chicken nugget. And then did the math case, times it by 100, made a spreadsheet and all in Excel. And was like, it was some ridiculous, like 30,000 grams of salt. And I was like, am I dying? Am I now dying?
More weight in salt than actual weight of nugget.
Yeah, I might as well fucking, like, just down a bottle of Saxa. It'd have been the same thing.
Saxa?
You know what I mean? Is the equivalent?
Saxa! Fucking Saxa!
Sounds like a car.
Saxa.
Fucking got the fucking Saxa, Lord, by.
Saxa, Oxygen, fucking.
I heard a boy racer in Oma one time go, here, I got the fucking, I got the, we'll say Saxa for the crack, I got the Saxa, Lord. And the Lord Fire goes, what way is she looking off the ground? And he's like, here, she's fucking 5 credit cards off the ground, sir. Like, as if that was a measurement for coming off the ground. I hate those fucking...
5 credit cards off the ground.
Listen, whatever you're into, all means, age to Rome, whatever stirs your gravy, how the fuck do people get obsessed with doing up their cars?
I don't mind. It's not that doing up the cars, it's doing up a shit car. We were like, yeah, I don't know if a Vauxhall Nova needs 8 grand's worth of shit thrown at it.
Like, there's some... You go to the on the bus depot, right, on a Saturday night, there are some cars that drive around there that they really look like... You ever play, like, Need for Speed?
Mm.
And you go to make a car, and you click, like, randomize. It's like, someone's took that and brought it into real life, and it's driving around the bus depot, like a fucking Robot Wars Where Are They Now episode. What a show that was. They're bringing that back too, aren't they?
Robot Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be all controlled by apps and shit, man. It's going to be weird, isn't it?
Is that actually a thing?
No, but that's probably what it'll be.
That was such a cool show, like. Such a fucking... Like, it's so funny how that was, like, one of the biggest shows in the UK, and it was literally just a pack of fucking...
Pack of nerds.
Ah!
Craig Charles out raping it all around him.
Imagine that. What?
Was he not done for rape?
Was he? The guy who literally was like, what was their catchphrase again? In the pit! And he's fucking going about assaulting people sexually?
He definitely banged someone.
It's my vibrator.
He definitely got done for like rape or something, and then he was in Coronation Street, and then he was just, he became like a funk, like a, what do you call that? Something in soul? Funkin' soul, or what is it? Northern soul type DJ?
That sounds very rapey.
And there's all these videos. If you look it up, like Craig Charles, if you're like monged, if you write that, he's like, it's him like DJ, like sweating bullets, just completely wiped out on fucking E's or something. Robot Wars!
She and Todd was trying to see the amount of money it would take for me to take a line of cocaine. He's really interested in me taking a line of cocaine.
Or one line of coke?
Yeah, just a wee.
It wouldn't be that exciting to watch.
No.
It'd be better to just watch you take mushrooms or something. Mm-hmm. You could take a line of coke and be like...
I would shit myself if I seen that in real life. I get very weirded out by like... fucking sniffable up your nose drugs. Rough. And there's heroin, obviously, too.
Rough shit.
How would you be a heroin addict? How do you go through the effort of injecting yourself in the arm? Take a wank, mate.
Take a wank?
Take a wank.
Don't have one. Take one.
Take one.
It's yeah, it's too much. It's too much fucking kit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too much gear.
Yeah.
How do we get the fucking... Here we go and burn it and knock it. No, just...
Everyone is chasing a high of some sort in terms of, like, an orgasm, for example. Do you know what I mean? And to have... Imagine if you had to go through all that effort every time.
Watch you take a line of dick.
A line of dick? I'd probably do it for two if the right money, like. £10.
Fucking...
£200 on a PlayStation. And a bougie.
You should just... Why don't you make a video? I can't stop y'all. I'm sorry. Over!
I caught you yawn there.
That's gross.
Ever,
it's contagious as
well. You ever watch someone yawn on TV? Remember one time I was watching, what was it? I think it was Barack Obama, like,
on Robot Wars.
Address. Do Barack Obama present Robot Wars?
I can't do an impression, can you?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fellow Americans. And robots.
Don't understand yourself. That was pretty good.
What do they say before they attack each other?
What, the guys who are controlling the robots?
Yeah. On my first whistle. It's gladiators, isn't it?
That's gladiators, yeah.
On my first whistle, you will attack them. I don't know.
That's funny as shit. Barack Obama doing Robot Wars.
If I had a legit Obama impression, could I black up? Could I blackface it?
What do you mean?
Would it be racist for me to go through makeup to look like Obama if I had a sweet impression?
Although I was in the drama society in secondary school, and I was a shit actor, but what we used to do every year was they had this thing called a mock-up play, right? Which is where you would do the normal production to the junior school and then the parents and all this here at night, but we would have one showing of it called the mock-up play, which was for the senior school, and all the staff and all been for as well.
It's all naked.
Basically, what you could do is fuck up the play by like adding in inside jokes and innuendos and taking stabs at teachers and stuff, But it had to follow still the structure of the play, do you know what I mean?
That's a great little setup.
It's class. So I had this one year I was doing it, literally every year I just took control of the muck-up play for 3 years in a row. I just went ahead and had a very small speaking part in the actual play, but just waited to the muck-up so I could just fucking turn it its head. And I remember one year I was like a priest, and literally I had two lines of kip. And literally, I had two lines, and then for the mock-up, I did this, like, skit, where it was, like, I was, looking back, very, very racist. I put, as you said, makeup on my face, and came out as a black priest. And then, it was very much, I had a skit in my head of doing it, but then we completely fucked up the flow of the play.
Yeah.
So nobody knew what scene was going to now, because I went on that long for doing a priest.
He did a full Dr. Dre song.
So basically, I went ahead then and completely improv'd right to the end of the fucking play, and I ended up performing a live christening on stage of one of the fellas in the crowd, and like took a fucking bottle of Ballygown water and threw it over him. And like the teachers and all were disgusted, and there hasn't been a muck-up play in Omagh Academy since. So there you go.
He's a Russell Brand of children's plays. Oh, fuck your granddaughter! That's him coming out as a black priest.
Ultimate anarchy.
Yo, niggas are crazy! Cat Williams. Will be about me dropping the handball, mate. Can you do that? Okay. Fucking hell. We're going to have to cut this off because we're running out of time. Do another plug. What date is your barge show?
3rd of March, guys.
The Belfast Barge is over by the waterfront area in Belfast, and it is now used as a venue, basically. He's doing a show on it for charity. You pay in, it goes to charity, you get blocked, and he does comedy.
Yeah, and you'll feel like a good person.
Or blocked on a boat.
Why would you not want to get steaming on a boat? That should be everyone's bucket list.
Boats and hoes.
So let me achieve your dreams. Let's go get fucked up on a boat.
Dave Elliott's gonna be there.
Yeah.
The Teddy Bear's Picnic. So
3rd of March, guys.
All I can really say is follow me on Snapchat, and we're gonna cut it off. Cheers for listening. General Banter page on Facebook. It hasn't been officially really launched, but give it a like. That's a secret. ColinGettis.com for General Banter t-shirts.
I got one there, sweet.
He's got one. Go to his gig, you know, do all that shit, get a General Banter t-shirt if you want to support these glorious podcasts. Am I right, guys?
Let's take over the world.
My pussy's empty. Bye.
The stakes are high this season, and the competition fierce. Nematodes and disease, these guys don't play fair. With your yield on the line, you can either get lucky or you can stack the deck. With Victrato Soybean Seed Treatment, featuring Timerium technology, it's your ace in the hole to flush out royal pains like nematodes, SDS, and red crown rot. Victrato Soybean Seed Treatment. Read 'em and reap. Always read and follow label instructions.